You silly sausage. You racing, gambling oaf. What brackish brook have you rolled in? Stuffed with things long dead. Go on, roll in sweet grass, race through hay and dry off. Oh, here we are. The branch of an elm, mercifully spared from the curse of the Dutch. Oh, what a lovely day. What a wonderful world. Oh, Earth, I love you.
Arthur, have you taken your pills today? All of them? There's a filthy ring round the bath again. Must you bring half the garden into the house when you bath, hmm? The dirt belongs in the garden, not around my bath, not on my Persians or trodden into the doormat. Don't stand there, Arthur. The autumn is treacherous. You'll catch your death.
Hello. What soil has found?
Rabbits.
Suspense. The unusual, the unexpected, life, death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.
Alfred Dunhill proudly presents a distinguished new cigarette. New Dunhill Luxury Light in an elegant white and burgundy pack. Dunhill Luxury Light is lighter, smoother, distinctively Dunhill, and brings a new dimension of mildness to the gentle art of smoking. Ask for the new Dunhill Luxury Light in the distinctive white and burgundy pack. Dunhill Luxury Light from the most distinguished tobacco house in the world.
Kumati-wors is kwaliteitwors. Kwaliteitwors is boerewors. En boerewors is Kumati-wors. Ons eie resep vir meer as 30 jaar. Wors vir die kenner, dis nou Kumati-wors. Kumati versmul sappige, heerlike wors. Kumati-slaghuis, Emerentia.
And now part one of tonight's suspense.
Thing, aren't you? You're a thrush, I'll bet. Zoilus, you're a loyal and good beast to bring me here and not hurt the poor feathered thing. We'll carry you home. Come, my bird of passage. We shall keep well the bird in our bosom. Lead the way, my Laplander. Away, Zoilus!
You should have left it where it was.
To die?
It's going to die anyway.
Die alone, to be eaten by a million ants, eyes first,
oh,
and then
do
the
inner... stop being sentimental and stupid, Arthur. Now, get out, you damned dog.
He isn't damned, Mavis. Far from it, he's a hero.
Don't start. Just don't start one of your rambles. Don't shoot. Shoot.
Why don't you ever call him by his name, Mavis? His name's Zoilus.
Ridiculous.
After the Thracian dog, the carping critic of ancient Greece.
Ricks, I accept. Spot's all right as well. We even once had a Sheba when we were children, but Zoilus, dog. Oh, don't drop that damn birdseed on the carpet. He can't eat birdseed anyway. It's busy dying, Arthur. Even you ought to be able to see that. Oh, look at the mess your dog's made out here. Oh, will you get out?
You're not going to die, my little one. Oh, no. When you're stronger, we'll splint that wing, and one windy day I'll toss you high into the air and you'll be off like a falcon. I bet you'd like some milk.
Yeah. that it's your dog, not my dog. Then, afterwards, perhaps you'll stir yourself and go to Darrell's for the paper. And on the way back, you better call in at Mr. Lipton's. Your yellow pills have almost gone.
Oh, heavens, is there enough there for nearly...
It's your life, Arthur Taylor, not mine. You know what Dr. Forster said? And how far did you walk this afternoon? You know perfectly well what he said about overexerting yourself.
Yes, well, I don't think I ought to go for the paper, then. Anyway, what's the use of a newspaper? Simply makes you depressed. Slaughter here, disaster there, famine in the north, floods in the south.
I merely wish to do the crossword, Arthur. I shan't even glance at the headlines. Oh, I'll go myself. You, clean up your filthy dog's mess. I'm not going to be held responsible, Arthur, if you drop dead on the mat.
Well, you'll have to sweep me up, Mavis.
Sometimes I think your sense of humour, Arthur. Well, we know where you get it from. Father. And you know where he ended up. I'd be careful if I were... Oh, now look. Now, don't blame me. It was a silly place to put the wretched thing anyway.
What?
Now, don't upset yourself. Merlin's caught the bird. I'm sorry, Arthur. It was a ridiculous place to put... But it isn't Merlin's fault. He's only obeying instinct, and the thing would have died anyway.
Oh, we were going to perform a miracle, too. Merlin, give me back the little bird. There's a good puss. Come on, then.
Oh, Merlin, get out. Feathers everywhere.
Come on, Merlin.
But you might just as well let him have it now, Arthur.
No, I shall bury it.
Not in the garden. It'll smell. Bring ants, and the next thing we know, the ants will be all over the tomatoes. They'll bring the black fly to the broad
beans. Mavis, I shan't go anywhere near the garden. I shall bury my poor bird when I found him. Thank you, Merlin. I shall take him back to Wotton tomorrow.
Wotton? You'd never walked all the way to Wotton? Arthur! I'm not having phone calls from the police to say you've been found dead from your heart. I will not wait here and have them phone ambulances, hospital. No, I've had enough of that with Father when they came and took him off to Carrington's. I have no
Mavis,
intention
please
of...
don't worry yourself. I promise you, if I do have an attack, my dying words will be, don't tell Mavis.
Sarcasm is the lowest form of... No! You're dripping blood all over the... Will you take that wretched thing out of the... Oh, I'll never get the stains out. If you continue like this, Arthur, I shall have you certified. I swear it, you'll end up in Carrington.
No! If you even attempt to do to me, Mavis, what you did to Father, I swear I shall kill you. Do you hear me? I shall kill you! Do you hear, Mavis? Do you hear?
Arthur, your heart!
Just remember what I say. I've forgiven you, Mavis, for what you did to Father. But I shan't forgive you if you attempt to do the same to me.
Father was a dribbling, senile, helpless old fool. You know it, and I know it. They knew it at Carrington's. Dr. Wilson said to me...
Yes, Father, and he also had £47,000 worth of Dilby's industrial shares, too, didn't he, Mavis?
Don't you bring that up again. Don't you dare. You've lived well enough for the past 10 years, haven't you? From the day we were paid out, Arthur, you've never done a stroke of work. If you had, perhaps you'd never have had your attacks. You should have married, Arthur. Then you'd be some other poor woman's responsibility. Why have you never married, Arthur? What are you afraid of, eh?
Your voice, Mavis, is unmusical. It rasps through my head like a chainsaw. Excuse me.
I can't stand it. I won't stand it. Not for much longer. It's Father. It's Father all over. I won't put up with that all over again. The mess, the disgusting filth, the idiocy. No, I'll do murder before I'll face that again.
She's become just like Mother. Poor Father. what he went through.
William, I will not have that dirty pipe inside this house. The smells in the curtains. I mean, it's in the carpet, even in the bedclothes. In future, if you want to smoke, you'll kindly do it in the shed. Do you hear me, William?
She drove him to Carrington's. He'd been all right. Still had his health and strength. He was a bit forgetful, that's all. Nothing serious. He still played the piano well. Right to the end. In Carrington's, they let him have a piano of his own. Until the day he died. Oh, Daddy. He gave the most wonderful concerts for the other poor old people. Mother died first. If he hadn't been certified, he'd have had 10 years of peace here at home. Without her. Now, she's stepped into her shoes. Now she's taken over completely. Well, she won't drive me to Carrington's. I'll murder her first.
Arthur, your supper's ready. Afterward, I'd be very grateful if you wouldn't play the piano. All that da-da-da heavy music gives me a headache. I don't mind nice music, quiet, gentle music, but all that crashing... Oh. Please, Harry, wash your hands. It's liver. It goes like a board if you don't eat it at once.
Oh. Here we are. Here we are, my little bird of passage. Home art gone and tear thy wages. If there's another life for you, you'll be a magnificent swan. Yes, a swan protected by Fionnuala, daughter of Lear.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
Oh, hello. Good morning. Isn't it a lovely day?
Yes, but what are you doing?
I'm burying a bird.
Burying a bird?
Yes, a frail feathered denizen of these woodlands, whose life was cut short at cruel nature's will. I put the little poor fellow to rest.
I see. All right. But this is private property, you know. That isn't your dog over there, is it? Running about?
Yeah. That's Zoilus, yes. Sometimes known as the dog of God, which is what Laplanders call the bear, which has the strength of 10 men and the wit of 12.
I see. Yes, well, if you wouldn't mind taking your dog out of these woods, there are pheasants and partridge and other valuable birds, and they mustn't be disturbed by...
Madame, your wish is my command. Zoilus, come, you carping critic. Who do I have the enormous pleasure of addressing?
I'm Miriam Cranford, Lady Miriam Cranford. My father was the Earl of Chesham. Here's your little dog. Good morning.
But how incredibly, utterly beautiful. Oh, dear lady, I would swim the length of the Cocytus for your smile. Oh, my lady, have you dwelt here? Here, Wooden? For how long? And I have never seen you.
Worse. Much worse. It's father all over again.
Oh, you poor dear. How simply appalling.
Yes, I'm sorry, dear. Do you take sugar?
No. No, thank you, dear.
Yes, I'm going to see Dr. Davis. I think they ought to be warned. It's inevitable. It must be a strain which runs through the male side of the family. Mother was completely normal. It's only father and poor Arthur. Here he is. For heaven's sake, Hilda dear, let's change the subject. So, my dear, I went right to the very top of the high street. And do you think I could find one piece of the material that I wanted?
Good day, good day, good day. Isn't it a wonderful time of the year? Allow me to kiss your hand, dear lady. How beautiful you're looking. Prepare a cup for me, Mavis. I shall only be a moment.
I always thought your brother loathed me.
He does. He's really taken a turn for the worse. I shall phone Dr. Davis this afternoon.
morning, sir. Anything to declare? Books, liquor, TV sets?
I do have 200 gold vases, monsieur.
200 gold vases, sir?
No. Gold vases, cigarettes. The kind I'm smoking now. Gold vases.
That's quite some aroma. You know, if they weren't cigarettes, I'd have to confiscate them.
Remember, say Gauloise, filtre or plain. Now made for you in South Africa. Gauloise, so different, so French. Gauloise.
Cocoa Pops, spinning tops. Cocoa Pops, it stops. Snow drops, chocolate flavor. Cocoa Pops, clippity clops. Bunny hops, balloon pops. Milk drops, Cocoa Pops. Jack in the Box, Mrs. Mops, Mr. Spots, Keystone Cops, for nothing tops, Kellogg's Cocoa Pops. Kellogg's Cocoa Pops.
Suspense, Part 2.
Thank you, Hobson.
My lady.
Roses, not this late in the year.
Put them in water, please, Winifred. There's a good girl.
Yes, ma'am.
For one of your gracious smiles, dear lady, I wander the banks of the River of Lamentation for 100 years. You are truly beautiful. What pleasure our meeting gave me. How blue the sky seemed afterward. I shall compose an etude to your loveliness. Your devoted servant, the Earl of Taylor.
Earl of... the world is full of comedians. Truly beautiful. 2/3 of my face purple. What may have been beautiful, covered in the most hideous muck.
Lady Miriam, look. Aren't they nice in the bowl? The roses...
I mean, burn them.
Burn them? Likely. She's gone off on one of her turns again. Burn them. No fear. I'll have them.
Whoa, Hunter. Whoa. There. Oh, it's you, isn't it? You were here the day before yesterday. Didn't I tell you then that you trespassed?
My lady, I crave your pardon. Your humble servant brings a humble composition. I dedicate it to your loveliness. I sat up for the whole night composing it. I yearn to play it for you. May I?
There's a good boy. Play it? I don't see how that is possible. Did you send the roses?
Yes.
Is it your warped idea of a joke, sir?
Joke?
An etude to my loveliness. You are either blind or demented. Good afternoon.
Lady Miriam, I see nothing but the most gentle beauty it's ever been my privilege to gaze upon. After our meeting, I made discreet inquiries. I prayed there was no husband. Imagine my excitement, my great wonderment, when I discovered that you are unmarried. Because, you see, I mean to marry you myself. My love and desire is all here, in notes of music. I must play it for you.
Oh, it's not far to the house. Perhaps, if you care to, perhaps...
You have a piano, of course.
Oh, yes. 2 minutes through the trees.
I may come now?
Yes.
She's exquisite. Oh, my heart aches for her. Oh, what a wonderful world. Run.
He climbed the piano floor and she burst into tears. And then he clasps her like this.
Never.
Yes!
Put his arms round her. You're tricky.
No, I'm honest. Truly. Oh, my lady, he says over and over. And her poor old face looking worse than ever. I've never seen her cry before. She was weeping buckets. Talk about waterworks.
He's some chancellor, that's for sure. After her money. Yeah. Things could be tricky, Winnie. Very, very tricky. I never thought of that. Not with her. I thought we were safe. We'd better have a word with Busby, too, see what he thinks. We could all find our rear portion suddenly out of the butter. Do you get my meaning?
You mean we don't want anybody like him coming here and he'd mess everything up, wouldn't he?
Not half. We're going to have a little talk, all of us.
Oh, I wish there was a piano up here. I should like to. What are you doing?
Tasting the sweetness of your skin, my lovely lady.
The years. Oh, wasted years when our eyes didn't meet.
Arthur. Oh, if you are deceiving me, I don't care. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, Arthur.
Dear, please.
I can't help it. I never thought it would happen to me. Oh, if you have lied, go now, without another word.
Oh, dearest dear, I loved you the moment I saw you.
To meet burying a bird.
Oh, I'm very much afraid of death. There are no more of us now, ever since my father. Oh, Arthur, you know it's impossible, don't you?
Possible?
Yes, us, the trustees, they have quite tight control. I am not mistress of the Chesham estate alone, and if... Oh, they would immediately brand you as a fortune hunter, and if you are, I don't wish to know. It would kill
Miriam,
me.
Miriam, 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 my dear, my dear, I have upwards of £50,000.
You?
Yes.
Unencumbered?
Unencumbered. Mavis! Mavis, come here!
Oh, what is it, Arthur?
Look. Look, the gas mantle there, that one. It's burnt right through.
You called me all the way up here to show me... Arthur! Arthur, what...
This will get rid of your headache, Mavis! Even if the worst comes to the worst, if they have to call men of 45 and up into the armed forces, then Britain really will be in trouble. No, my dear, I think we're relatively safe down here. Oh, there'll be some difficulties, certainly, but we shall allow the world to pass us by. Looking sad, my dear heart.
I wish it were possible for me to...
Yes?
Oh, Arthur, I would dearly love your child.
Perhaps, after all.
Oh, no, I've had medical advice. It's... Oh, Arthur, if only we had met just 5 years ago. Oh, so unfair. So terribly, terribly
unfair.
But it
isn't, Miriam. Not really. We have each other.
Yes, yes, Arthur. Oh, you're so wise. Tell me, what is your poor sister like? The one that... Isn't it strange that we should both be the last of our line?
My sister? Poor Mavis. It was a rather unfortunate strain, you know, running in the distaff side of the tailors. You were once connected with the ancient kings of Northumbria. No, Mavis, poor thing, quite deranged. Sad to say it, but it's good she went when she did. She'd only have ended her days like a mother in the asylum. Oh, Miriam, the news is dire. Dark days are descending, but we two, lovebirds, here in the garden at Wooden End, shall pass our days in mutual joy, and when sanity returns to the world again, we shall... My dear, why are you weeping?
Oh, I don't know, I don't know. I'm so happy. I'm afraid one day it will change. Oh, I'm desperately afraid of change. Oh, never leave me, Arthur.
How could I? Never, never.
Play for me. How lovely etudes. Two lovebirds here in the garden at Wooden End. Mutual joy. Oh, yes, yes. Arthur, please play. Arthur. Arthur, dear, are you... Oh.
I'm sorry, Lady Mary, I'm deeply sorry. This time I'm afraid it was massive, quite instant, though, I can assure you. He would have known nothing.
Tomorrow's our first anniversary.
She's in May, Lady Miriam. She's in May.
Thank you. Good afternoon. It's Miss Taylor, isn't it?
Yes. I'm sorry to trouble you like this, Lady Miriam. But they said the doctors that you would meet me. And talk to me. You are, I believe, my sister-in-law.
Yes. I'm sorry, but... But Arthur has always told me that his sister had died, you see.
Yes, I believe so. No, I had a very bad fall. Oh. Oh, you realize all I say is hearsay. Oh. I have been taught, schooled. I can remember, you see, nothing. Nothing whatsoever. But they tell me it happened just before the war began. My brother, your late husband, tried to save me. I had a giddy turn and toppled over the banisters. I believe my poor brother was devastated, but it would appear that soon afterward he was married and you were very happy for the last year of his life.
Yes, he was a very, very dear man. Mavis, may I call you Mavis? Mavis, I do hope that you and I hope that we might become friends. I should very much like that.
Yes, I ought to go now. They're waiting for me. I'm due at the institution again by 4. So if you'll excuse me, dear, I do get such dreadful headaches.
Mavis, perhaps it might be possible for you, perhaps sometime soon, to come and live here at Wooden End. That is, if it were possible, if you would care for the idea. I could tell you all about dear Arthur as I knew him, and we could perhaps even employ from time to time someone to play his wonderful compositions to us in the long evenings.
Gewoon opwinden de cool nummerkieter Pepsi. Je luistert naar die klanken van vandaag, naar echte Pepsi, die ware Jacob. En dat is maar of die begin. Wacht even tot je die eindelijke Pepsi-story hoort. Dat is die treffer wat alle treffers oortreft. En dat is wat die wereld oor Pepsi te zet. Pepsi, die keuze van een nieuwe generatie.
The unusual, the unexpected, life, death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.